My name is Gabriella Pinto. I'm 16 years old. Today is January 26th, and I'm speaking with Natalia Munoz, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida. Introduce yourself.
Good morning. My name is Natalia Munoz, and I'm Gabriella Pinto's mom.
Okay, mommy. What were you like as a child?
I was... Pause. I don't have to think about it.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Bogota, Colombia until I was 7 years old. And then I moved to Miami, Florida. I've lived in Miami since I was 7. I loved Colombia. It was beautiful and wonderful. And it was very difficult to adapt when we moved to Miami. But once I did, I fell in love with the culture.
What was your childhood home like?
I come from 2 very loving parents. My mom's side of the family has many siblings, so we have a very large family. I remember always having a house full of people and a lot of events, parties, and a very loving family.
Who lived in your house with you?
When we were little, my dad, my mom, my brother, and I. My father passed away when I was a little girl, and then it was just my mom, my brother, and I.
How did your dad pass away?
My father was he was a pilot for an airline in Colombia and had an airplane accident when I was 4.5 years old.
What did your bedroom look like?
My bedroom in Colombia looked...
Or in the U.S.
Oh, in the U.S. Okay.
Whichever you remember.
My bedroom in the U.S. when I was a little older, that we bought, the first house my mom bought here, I was able to pick up my room, and I was probably, I don't know, like maybe 9 years old, and it was like baby colors. I remember the bedspread was like mint green, peach, yellow, pink, and then the walls, what color are the walls? Probably
like
light pink or...
Yeah. What advice would you give your teenage self?
I would tell my teenage self to be more applied at school. Focus more, because that was the most important thing of your life. To stay in track with school, so you can accomplish what you want as an adult.
How did you and Dad meet?
I went out to to a club, but it was like a teen club. In Coconut Grove, and we had a mutual friend that introduced us.
How has being a parent changed you?
Being a parent changed me completely. It showed me what the significance of life is, what to value, what my priorities are in life, and it just put life in perspective. What was important no longer was important, because my children were the most important thing, and keeping them healthy and safe.
What was I like as a child?
You were shy, but very funny. Shy around people you didn't know, but at home you were not shy at all. You were funny and whimsical and playful and very joyful, stubborn, which you still are, very loving. What else?
If you could do it all over again, how would you raise me differently?
I would be more disciplined. Way more discipline. I would,
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah, that's the number one thing that I would change. I don't think I would change much about the way that I've raised you guys, but I would be way more disciplined with both of you.
What is your best advice for raising kids? Like potential parents.
Best advice. Okay. Be disciplined, be loving, communicate. Pray a lot to God to give you sanity, strength during those moments that you feel like you're going to lose it. But I think if you have a lot of love and a lot of respect, communication, and discipline, your children should be fine.
What were your grandparents like? Do you remember your grandparents?
Yeah, I remember on my dad's side, they were typical grandparents. They were older, very sweet, loving. My grandfather was an attorney, brilliant man. My grandmother was a homemaker. She made cookies and baked and just the typical storybook grandparents. And then on my mom's side, I only met my grandmother, who was the most amazing woman I've ever met in my entire life. She was so funny, so incredible. Incredibly funny, full of strength for everything that she lived in life, and always had a smile and a good word, and always lifted everybody's spirits. Just the most incredible person I ever met in my lifetime.
Do you have any recollection of your father, any specific memory that stands out to you?
I have one memory. That's the only memory that I have because I was very young when he passed away. But I remember he had come home. He had a blue sports car because he liked everything fast. And he was wearing his uniform from his whole pilot uniform. And he had brought me from his trip these little dolls that it was in a box, and I guess three dolls had blonde hair, three dolls had brown hair. And I remember playing outside. We lived in a cul-de-sac, and the car turning in and being so excited to see the car and that he was home from his flight, and, you know, opening the door and running to him and him, you know, hugging me and giving me the little box with the dolls. And that's the only memory. And I can only see, probably from the waist down, I guess he was tall and I was short. I can't see his face. I can only see the uniform. It's blue. I see, that's the memory I have in my head, engraved blue. And I was probably looking down, looking at the box with the dolls. So my vision is more towards the bottom portion of his body and not towards his face, which I wish his face was engraved in my mind, but it's not.
What was it like when he passed away? Did you even know what was going on? You're so young.
I remember the day of the funeral because my favorite aunt stayed in the car with me while the mass was going on. For whatever reason, I didn't go into the mass.
They probably didn't want you.
My brother was there. There was tons of people. But I do remember the actual funeral. And I remember being at the cemetery and hearing, I don't remember seeing anything. I just have the sounds of the chains going down, how they, that's the only sound. I don't remember seeing anything. Like, it's just that sound was engraved in my memory. But that's it. I don't remember the days after. I don't remember. I was too little.
Would you say your mom was very strong for raising you guys as a single mother?
My mom was 28 years old when my father passed away, so she was extremely young. Now that I've, you know, have gone through being 28 and seeing what 28 feels like, she was extremely young, extremely mature, and had to deal with a lot for somebody at such a young age, and she did a remarkable job. The strength that she has, I have no idea where she got it from, because there's days that I feel that I can't handle two kids and I have a husband and the support from him all the time. I can't imagine how she did it. But she did a great job, you know, raised my brother and I. We're both extremely respectful, loving, you know, we're an asset to society. So I think she did a great job.
What would you say your grandmother and or your mom taught you in life?
My grandmother, my maternal grandmother, and my mom both had very difficult lives. They had a lot of tragedy at very young ages. And I think what I've learned from them is that no matter what life deals your way, that with strength, optimism, and perseverance, you can get through with life. Everything. You can overcome everything. Absolutely. Just have strength. Believe that it's just a moment and it's passing. Time heals. And that you need to have faith and strength to overcome everything.
Okay. Thank you, Mommy.
You're welcome.